بسم الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. My brothers and sisters, let me give you a couple of scenarios. As you can see here, I am standing in front of a river which is smooth flowing, looks very peaceful. These guys are off-roading and crossing it, and the tendency and the urge is to say that I would like to swim in this river. Right now the water is a bit brown because of a lot of rain we had in Yala, but when the water is clear, there is always the desire to swim in the river. The issue is the river also has crocodiles. Now, what does one do? Swim or not swim? Second one scenario is, last night we were in our bungalow, and where we heard alarm calls, we heard cheetal, spotted deer calling, and we went towards the alarm call. We went to see, we knew that the spotted deer was calling because he had seen a leopard, and we wanted to see the leopard, so we went to see what the spotted deer was calling about. So second scenario, the question is, when you hear the alarm call of a deer, which means that the deer is seeing a predator, usually a leopard or a tiger. In Sri Lanka there are no tigers, so leopard. What do you do? You go towards it or you go away from it? The question is, what you do, actions depend on how you interpret the signs. Number one. Number two, actions depend on what you want to do. Now, we want to photograph leopards, so we would like to see leopards. We would like to get close to leopards, and hopefully we will be able to see them. If I was a deer, then when I hear the alarm call of another deer, the last thing in the world I would do is to go towards that. Same thing here, as far as the river is concerned. Do I fear crocodiles and not swim? Or do I swim and not fear crocodiles and probably get bitten or killed? Or do I have other options, which is, for example, swim and keep a lookout for crocodiles, so somebody can warn me if one is coming nearer. The reason I'm saying all this is that, alhamdulillah, this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presents us in life. Here we are seeing the situations in a natural setting, in the forest and all that. But the same thing applies as far as life is concerned, which is that we are faced with different scenarios in life. And what we do, the actions we take, whether those actions are successful, whether we end up becoming crocodile food or we end up having a nice swim, depends on how we interpret the signs and what actions we take. The situation is by and large value neutral. How we want it to be for us has been given in our hands. So in a way, destiny is both written for us as well as we have the chance to write it. For example, this river is destiny, but I have the opportunity to swim in it or not to swim in it. As you are seeing now, two vehicles tried to cross the river. One of them has got stuck, and the other one is now they are pulling out the steel rope to winch it out. Hopefully, I hope they are successful. But then again, it was a decision that they took, which is that they decided to take a fully loaded jeep across the river, which is a bit deep at that point. And the way the driver was driving, he managed to get water into the engine, and so it stalled. The other one was successful, and he managed to get across. So the issue is that, in as far as our destiny is concerned, whether to take a right turn or a left turn is left in our hands. Once we take the turn, then whatever is written there is our destiny. Now I am standing, as I said, one of my major reasons for coming into these forests is not so much photography and so on, alhamdulillah. I also do that and we had a good time. But it's much more to see the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask what this is telling me in my heart. This whole view that I'm seeing here of this river, which is bounded on both sides by forest, water is pure and clean, and alhamdulillah, it's so beautiful to see this and watch the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These guys are also pulling this rope now. One of them is standing very dangerously on the side, because if that rope snaps, then it is going to take off somebody's hand or leg. But anyway, let's see. Some people learn only from experience. Alhamdulillah, they seem to have got across quite easily. And this also is in life. I mean, they were able to get across quite easily and also quickly, because they had the right equipment. They had the steel rope and they had another jeep in front of them to pull them, and they got across. But if they hadn't had that, I can imagine what kind of problems would have if they had to push that vehicle across the river. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to understand what happens in our lives and to be able to make use of that in a way which is beneficial to us, and to learn the lessons from life in a way which is beneficial for us and without a cost. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.